107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers, and Sydney joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
Sydney, always a pleasure. Now, despite, Sydney, the blustery weather, my gosh, we have Valentine's Day fast approaching on Monday. What do you have for the recipe of the week this week?
In light of Valentine's Day coming up, I thought we should talk about a heart-themed recipe for today. So today's recipe is Valentine's fruit kebabs with orange creamsicle yogurt dip.
Sydney, it sounds like you've outdone yourself already with this one, and you've sent me the recipe already, and this looks absolutely delightful. Sydney, take it away.
Yes, so this recipe creates heart-shaped pieces of fruit threaded onto kebabs that you get to dunk in a delicious creamy and sweet dip, which is perfect for the kiddos or even for adults too, because who doesn't love a holiday-themed snack? So to make this recipe, first start by locating a heart-shaped cookie cutter. If you don't have a cookie cutter, you can also use a paring knife to freehand cut out hearts from your preferred fruit. And I find the fruit that works best for this includes watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew melon, or pineapple. So cut 6 slices off of your fruit, lay it flat on your counter, and use your cookie cutter to cut out hearts. You can also take a few strawberries and cut those into 6 slices as well, and use a paring knife to round the tops into a heart shape as well. Then thread your heart-shaped fruit onto your wooden kebab sticks. And finally, make your orange creamsicle dip by combining plain Greek yogurt, vanilla, honey, orange zest, and orange juice in a small bowl. Mix until well combined, and then serve with your heart kebabs and enjoy your Valentine's Day treat.
And we will enjoy. It's such an attractive treat, and I'm thinking for anyone who's doing any sort of Valentine's Day entertaining, my gosh, if you brought something like this out, say after the meal or even before the meal, I mean, it's so attractive looking and something that's kind of fun to do with the kids as well.
Absolutely. You know what? Cookie cutters, regardless of the shape, are always a great idea to use with kids. And these fruits work so well because they're firm but soft. So definitely a great activity to try with the kids this weekend.
Well, of course, we will have the recipe of the week, Valentine's fruit kebabs with orange creamsicle dip. Love it. We'll have that, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystraffordnow.com. And you can check out Sydney Brennan on Facebook. Sydney, you've got a great post talking about making informed food choices. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I think when it comes to food, it's really important to, you know, take into account, you know, not just the nutrition about food, but also our taste preferences and, you know, textures and things like that that we're craving too. So all of those things kind of come together to inform our food choices. And if you'd like some more help with that, then feel free to reach out to me either on my Facebook page, Sydney B, your dietitian at Zayers, or you can also find my contact information by Googling my name as well.
And if you check out that post with Sydney Brennan, you can check out her great great pun, Another One Bites the Crust.
Yes, yes. I'm a non-diet dietitian, so my food pun was, Another Diet Bites the Crust.
There you go. But lots of great information there for sure about making informed food choices and trying to get away from things like fear, guilt, and shame, that sort of thing.
I think, you know, oftentimes with nutrition, those things, you know, can happen quite frequently, and we should all really be able to enjoy food without those things. So, like I said, if you're struggling with your relationship to food, then I can absolutely help with that, and I would really encourage you to reach out to me.
And Sydney Brennan has her office at the Zayers grocery store, so you can check that out with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zayers. And Sydney, for the weekend, with all of the snow, I don't know if we're going to be sort of battening down the hatches before Valentine's Day, but plans for the weekend?
Yes, I know. We're in for quite a bit of snow. Yes, my fiance and I are going out for dinner tonight to celebrate Valentine's Day a little bit early and hopefully beat the crowd. So that will certainly be nice to celebrate.
Well, have a wonderful Valentine's Day weekend for sure.
Oh, thanks so much, Jamie. I hope you do as well.
Sydney Brennan, you're a dietitian at Zayers. Thanks, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie.